Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
I'm just going to read you the text conversation that Stacy and myself had last night. Stacy starts it off by sending me a photo of the tacos that she had for supper yesterday, knowing that I did not have tacos for supper.
Sorry, they were so good.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I really want tacos, and I feel bad for not having some.
It was Taco Tuesday. I thought that's what you did with friends, is it was like, hey, we're having tacos.
No, you just rubbed it in my face that I wasn't having tacos. So you send me the photo of the taco, and I'm like, oh my, that looks delightful. Stacy, not gonna lie, it's pretty good. Me, might just skip the dishes for some tacos right now. I mean, a taco place is just down the street from me, but still. Stacy, that's why Skip the Dishes was invented. Ha ha. Me. Ah, I'll just eat some crackers and pretend they're tacos. And that was our conversation. I'm not the only one that's done that before. You're watching the Food Network, and you're watching something delicious being made, and you're sitting there eating some Salted Tops Premium Plus crackers, pretending that you're eating the food that they're making.
Yeah.
It kind of works sometimes.
That's what gets me frustrated. I love watching the Food Network. Mm-hmm. Cooking shows are amazing. But then I just want all of that food,
yeah.
And I never get satisfied because I want the gourmet, you know, seared reverse sirloin steak and potatoes,
yeah.
But I'm having craft dinner instead.
And I didn't skip the dishes for tacos because I only wanted two tacos. And I don't know about you, but
two tacos?
I feel weird ordering small amounts of food on Skip the Dishes. Like, you could just order a coffee from McDonald's on Skip the Dishes and that's it. But I feel like the delivery driver would judge me or hate me because it's like, ooh, here's your 40-cent tip for driving around town for 20 minutes. Thanks a bunch, man.
It is weird to, because they do get tipped based on the total of your order. So I guess if you really wanted to do them a solid, you could give them like a 10.
Yeah.
But then you're like, I just paid so much money.
Exactly.
And Sean, my husband, has actually done just that. He was craving ice cream one night. He was craving ice cream. I was not. I wasn't home. He's like, you know what? I could go for some ice cream. Boom. Skip the dishes. I can't remember which place it was. And yeah, he had a pint of ice cream delivered.
I just feel bad ordering like a $3 thing from Skip the Dishes. It's like, really? Like, I am so lazy right now, and the delivery fee and the tip on top of it. Like,
and that's
spending so much money here.
Why you have to just go ahead and order the full meal and then regret your choices after. You're making your order on Skip the Dishes, and then very cleverly, they're like, oh, you're $3 away from free delivery.
Classic.
So then it's like, well, yeah, I guess I will have some spring rolls and another wonton soup.
See, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You add one item to get to that $25 limit or whatever it is, and you're like, well, if I'm ordering that, I may as well order a few other things for lunch tomorrow or whatever. Yeah. So instead of spending like an extra $3.50 on delivery or whatever it is, you end up spending like an extra $25 that you wouldn't have spent anyway. Like,
and gaining an extra 5 pounds. So one of the topics you and I have enjoyed talking about here on Cruise before is the debate of that old muffin shop called Marvelous Muffins.
Oh, you mean Marvelous Muffins? You said it wrong, so I thought I'd correct you.
Yeah, whatever.
Muffins.
I found an article that was talking about basically the disappearance of the 90s muffin shop. Whatever happened to Marvelous Muffins? And they basically said, you know, it kind of started disappearing in the mid-90s. And as of now, there are only two locations left in Canada.
Two Marvelous Muffins left.
Only two Marvelous Muffins. One in Quebec.
You said it wrong again.
One in Ontario.
Yeah.
And it's just funny because at one point, muffins were the thing to eat. And, you know, Seinfeld had that whole episode of muffin tops.
Yeah.
And they went into they dissected it and said, you know, the best ratio for a muffin is a 2-to-1 top to base.
Mm-hmm.
You need more top than you do base. And the whole joke was that Elaine wanted to open a shop that sold only muffin tops. And, yeah, then all of a sudden they just started disappearing because people kind of realized that muffins are basically just cake.
Muffins are bald cupcakes.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Basically.
Also, muffin bottoms are underrated.
Everyone
goes banana sandwich about the muffin tops. Muffin bottoms, they're the softer part. Usually they have more of like the filling, like the chocolate chips or the blueberries or whatever. Don't sleep on muffin bottoms. I mean, they're pretty good. I just remember back in like the 80s and the 90s, when I would go to hockey practice or hockey games or whatever, my parents would be like, oh, you need something healthy before your game. Here, have two muffins. Like, back in the day, muffins were considered kind of healthy, you know? Like, instead of having sugary cereal or a donut for breakfast, here, have this muffin. And then we realized, muffins or cake, all right.
It got us thinking, too, like, are there other fast food / snack chains that you might have missed? You can let us know, 938-0963. You can call or text us. We have the question on the Facebook page as well. We miss you, marvelous muffins.
You said it wrong again. Stop saying it wrong. Muffins.
No.
I also miss Cookies by George. We miss you, Cookies by George. Earlier this morning, we were talking about how there are no more muffin stores anymore. Now, we know that Tim Hortons and Robin's Donuts and other places, they
grocery
sell muffins.
Stores, yes.
Yeah, but there are no, like, just muffin stores that sell nothing but muffins. Because back in, like, the 70s, 80s, and the 90s, they were everywhere. The most popular one, obviously, Marvelous, Muffins. And yes, I'm saying it correctly.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No one would say Marvelous, Muffins. It does not roll off the tongue.
When you say it
marvelous
like the Chia
Muffins
Pet, when
does.
You say it like the Chia Pet jingle, it does. Muffins.
But it's not a Chia Pet. It's a muffin store.
You know what?
We'll never Touché. Settle this debate.
Yeah, we're not gonna. It kind of got us thinking about things in the 90s. Specifically food things or food trends that aren't around anymore. Cookies by George.
Number one.
A lot of people on our Facebook page really miss Cookies by George.
What's frustrating is that we used to have
a
Cookies by George.
And it went away.
In Midtown. Mm-hmm. And they left. And now we have no deluxe gourmet cookies in the food court.
Nothing. The thing is, when it comes to muffins, the best muffins of all time, though, not from Muffins, Costco muffins. You know the ones that are like the size of your face?
The small cakes.
And they have like the best varieties as well. They got like strawberry swirl and triple chocolate fudge. And like if you went on a road trip without Costco muffins, you're not doing the road trip correctly.
I just wanted to point something out on the cruise page. Debbie commented, and this isn't necessarily restaurant-wise, but food more specifically. Mm-hmm. She mentioned she misses New York seltzers. I just want to let you know, Debbie, you can buy New York seltzers
where?
At London Drugs.
Oh, okay.
In the beverage aisle.
Yeah.
She also mentioned Orion's Chips was one flavor only, sour cream and onion.
Ew.
And that's all they made.
Ew.
And they were rippled like a Ruffles chip,
yep.
But absolutely drenched in sour cream and onion flavor. And they had a little leprechaun guy on the bag. Debbie, I agree with you. Orion's Chips were the best.
I didn't hear anything after sour cream and onion. The most popular baby names here in Saskatchewan last year. What are your guesses for boy names and girl names?
I saw this article, so I know the answer.
Okay, well
just
then.
Just putting it out there. But even before I knew what it was going to be, Liam.
Yeah, Liam is like the Michael Jordan of baby names here in Saskatchewan.
9 years running or something?
9 years in a row, Liam has been the most popular name for boys here in Saskatchewan. 84 baby boys were named Liam last year.
That's
84.
Crazy.
Oliver was the runner-up, 61 Olivers. I mean, it's not even close, 84 to 61. People loving Liam. Olivia was the most popular name for girls. I love that name.
Olivia's
Olivia,
cute.
It's classic.
Yep.
Emma was the second most popular name for girls. 62 Emmas were born last year.
I think I know 60 of those Emmas.
Yeah?
I know lots of Emmas.
I love the name Emma. Ever since Rachel named her daughter Emma in Friends, I was like, aw, I want to name my future daughter Emma. That is until this morning when you were like, ugh, I'm so sick of the name Emma. Emma this, Emma that. Now I'm super self-conscious and you ruined the name Emma forever. So.
See, and this right here is the whole situation of why parents who are going to have kids like to keep their potential names of their children quiet because they don't want the reaction from the other person, which 9 times out of 10 is like, ugh, I knew an Emma in high school and she was horrible, or that name's overused. So a lot of times now, parents are just keeping the name a secret because they don't want other people to give their 2 cents, which I did to you this morning, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're keeping it a secret. Jerk move. I thought we told each other everything, but I guess not.
I haven't even told my parents. Like, we've told nobody what we're planning to name our baby.
It doesn't matter about your parents. We're talking about me here, Stacey.
Oh, right.
Okay,
sorry.
I should come before your parents on the list of important people in your life, okay? It goes me, it goes your parents, it goes your husband, and then me again. When you read a parenting article online or in a book or something, are you really taking it to heart, or are you kind of making your own strategy when it comes to parenting?
That's a very good question, Clayton. Sometimes there are articles out there where you're like, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And I try to make a mental note of it, but you know what? It's a little overwhelming,
yeah.
Surprisingly. There's a ton of literature out there that says, like, this is what you should do. No, this is what you should do. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. So it's overwhelming, and I think you do get to the point where you're like, you know what? I'm just going to do what I'm going to do, hope for the best, and not ruin this child.
So you're going to wing it, is what you're saying.
I'm going to wing it.
Parenting's overrated. I'll just wing it. It's fine.
As long as they're fed,
yeah.
Clothed, and diapered, I'm pretty sure that's all they need.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
Parenting, in a nutshell. Commercials. Just kidding. The whole swearing in front of your kids debates is making the rounds on the old internet machine again. Some people are saying you should never swear in front of your kids because it's monkey see, monkey do. If they see you do it, they're going to do it. Others are like, well, don't tell them not to swear because kids, what do they do when they are told not to do something?
Oh, yeah.
They do it. So when it comes to swearing in front of your kids, are you going to be dropping F-bombs left, right, and center? Or?
One of my friends has a really good way of looking at swearing because I have to say, like, little children swearing like adults, not exactly my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little weird. But my friend said that if she does use a swear, she makes a note to tell her little one that it's a word only adults can use.
Okay.
She doesn't make it a bad thing because, like you said, when kids know something's bad, they want to keep doing it.
Yeah.
So there's just no connotation to the word whatsoever other than it's just a word for adults. And so the kid knows that because it's not an adult, it can't say the word.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice option. There's the option, too, of, which I kind of like, replacing bad words with, like, funny words.
Fake swear words. I love those.
Like fudgesicle instead of the other F word that we know so
Holy Applebee's, you know?
Stuff like that.
Potato salad.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
New password? Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, my God. The passwords I entered did not match. I know. Old password. New password. Of course it didn't match. Oh, God. Confirm password? Where do you put the new password? New password. Why is this so hard? Ah, success. All I have to do is add an exclamation mark to the end. Problem solved.
It took you that long to figure it
out.
It
did. I couldn't get it.
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.